Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Last week, 33-year-old Taylor Peter Bossman pled guilty to third-degree drugs and possessing a dangerous weapon on school property. In January, Faribault police found him sleeping in his vehicle in the staff parking lot of Faribault High School. Bossman was unresponsive in his running SUV, a meth pipe visible. An officer retrieved a gun near him without waking the man. A search of the vehicle produced, among other things, a large Bowie-style knife. In his wallet were six counterfeit $20 bills. The gun was a BB gun made to look like a real weapon. His sentencing is scheduled for May 22nd. After years of sitting on a shelf, the ice arena discussion with Northfield Council nets standing room only crowd of about 100 supporters. An advisory board, chaired by Brett Reese, and Public Works Director Dave Bennett presented the findings and recommendation to the council last night after 19 months of study. They looked at four options, landing on a two-sheet arena at a cost of just over $21 million. Bennett told council that during the prime time,
in the October to March, around 1,300 hours in season, the existing arena is at a 100% capacity level. And really, when meeting with the user groups, the high school, NHA, Learn to Skate, they could fill up 50% of a second community sheet, so in the prime season. So they're at 150% use.
As for economic impact, hockey tournaments bring in the biggest bang for the buck. Northfield could see seven tournaments a year, which includes two tournaments of 16 teams.
Conservative impact, where it doesn't have really inflation from when the original study was done on this basis, $1.3 million. Moderate of more of what we would see is probably $1.8 million from the economic impact.
That number includes estimates of hotel stays, restaurants, snacks at the arena, etc. Bennett went through the options, listing cost and how they came to the recommendation. St. Olaf is in the process of building an arena right now. The opportunity to work with them for one sheet would be costly, as they require a new road built to keep traffic off the campus. The estimate is $17 million and no prime hours available. Calling the current arena substandard, Reese said it would take $7 million to remodel it, and it still wouldn't support a second sheet of ice. 7 acres of land, just south of Upper Lake Foods, off Honey Locust Drive, has been donated to the Northfield Hockey Association. Several financing mechanisms were brought up, including a half-cent sales tax, which would have to go before the voters. The advisory board wants to move on this because it must come up in 2018, or they have to wait till 2020. This will be on Northfield Council's agenda next week. The advisory board will present to the Dundas Council at their April 23rd meeting. Their hope is to get full approval to put it on November's ballot by mid-May. We'll be hearing much more about the possible ice arena in the coming weeks. I have their full presentation on KYMNradio.net. The 2020 census is coming. Mayor Pownell said the League of Women Voters is sponsoring a presentation on April 16th at 7 p.m. at the Northfield High School.
Ensuring that we have an accurate count as a community is really important to our organizations that really rely on federal grants and things to fund them, like Healthy Community Initiative.
It's also important to maintain our seats for representation in the legislature. And the sidewalk and parking stalls on the south side of 5th Street, adjacent to 501 Division, will be closed starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning due to work related to the remodeling project at the old Rubenstein. A pedestrian detour will be posted. Construction crews expect the detour to remain in place until early September. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080.